Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Ya Rab, O Merciful One, thank you for calling us to you in mercy and through mercy and through love, and how great and nothing greater than to be called to you by your love. Amen. And Ya Pure Nuruddin Jarahi, Ya Musafir Ashki Aziz Al Jarahi, Ya Noor Alanwar Malik Al Jarahi, may you please place your loving, merciful, and watchful gaze upon the heart of our brother and keep him safe on the path and happy on the path and fruitful on the path and swift on the path. Amen. So I'm going to take you through the four steps of the Sharia, Tariqat, Hakikat, and Marifat. Each time you will take a step and explain very, very briefly, say a few words about each. So, and as I say, Assalamu Alaikum, that's a welcoming to you, O person of the level of Sharia, you step forward with your right foot and answer me, and the community will answer, Wa Alaikum Assalam, Ya Ali Sharia. Oh, people, and peace be upon you, O people of the Sharia. Okay, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, ya ali Sharia.
Wa alaikum assalam, ya ali Sharia.
Step forward with your right foot and complete it with your left. Right, good, alhamdulillah. O brother, O longing soul, O companion soul, welcome to this exalted station of the Sharia, of the way to the living water and the water of life, and the way of nobility and human responsibility and human companionship and the return to the noble form which is your essence, your this form of nobility, this light for which creation was brought about. And the core of this way is the La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So that's zikrullah. That's the praise that arises spontaneously from your hearts, and that but that you feel corresponded to in the zikr, and that you know the zikr is the way of bringing it forth. So La ilaha illallah. Inwardly, Muhammad Rasulullah. Both Muhammad is the messenger and the completion of the prophetic lineage, and Muhammad Rasulullah also refers to every human being and the function, almost you might say, of the human being, which is pure praise, because Muhammad means praise. Flowing from that is the noble way of salat, the prayers of prostration, of gratitude, and they really signify the return, because the salat is also prostration. And in prostration, we really, in a sense, leave the world and re-enter our essence, return to our source. So salat. And salat is also said to be an ascension to Allah. And it's the way of the Sharia, is the way of charity and love and compassion and sharing, and which you're working on in your life, you're very conscious of, you're practicing. So this is beautiful. And it's the way of fasting also. And we fast in innumerable ways. We can fast with our tongue, we fast with our mind from thinking of negative thoughts or judgmental thoughts, we fast as I said, with our tongue, we fast with our body. And in the month of Ramadan, we fast from dawn to dusk, from food and drink, and in gratitude. It's said to be an act of gratitude to our source. And then finally, the Sharia is the way of pilgrimage. So recognizing your life as a pilgrimage from the source, from the moment of your coming forth from the hidden essence, and coming then into being in the world of souls, the pre-eternal world, and then coming into this life and receiving again this transmission and then returning into future life. So alhamdulillah. And then inshallah, it's also said once in your lifetime, if you have the means, to go and visit the holy shrines of the Prophet, where the Prophet's tomb, where he resides, he abides really, he's not dead. We speak of the prophets or the saints or the mothers as dead. They're actually living in a state, you might say, almost between this world and the next, living presences of mercy. And then to circumambulate the Kaaba, which is an amazing place, the Kaaba, amazing vortex of divine power and revelation. Alhamdulillah. Salaamu alaikum ya Ali Tariqat.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Step with your right foot and complete with your left. Wonderful. Alhamdulillah. So welcome now from this basis of the human noble form into the higher level of the heart and into love. So this is the way of love and the return to the Lord of love through love and called by love and called by the zikr and called by companionship with the lovers of Allah and called by beautiful beauty, actually the beauty of sound, whatever takes our heart closer to Allah, the beauty of form. And so it's the lover's path, and it's the path of purification also, where we free ourselves from accumulated patterns of being, of understanding, of anything that really limits us, or anything that's a burden, become a burden from our birth to the present time, and freeing ourselves really from ourself, really to meet God in ourself, through ourself. So, and it's, as you see, it's a place of companionship, of love, of friendship, and it's really a way of learning. It's also like a school, but it's also like a tavern. So enjoy your stay. Assalamu alaikum ya Ali Hakikat.
Wa alaikum assalam ya Ali Hakikat.
Welcome, oh soul of truth that was created in truth and formed in truth, revealed in truth, and now longs to return to truth and to the truth of its own being and to the truth of its Lord and to the truth of the reality of the merging of soul and Lord. And so, inshallah, you may you dive and plunge into the boundless ocean of truth and emerge as this true human being, with speaking the truth, testifying to the truth, witnessing the truth, and becoming the truth. Salaam alaikum ya Ali Marifat.
Wa alaikum as-salam ya Ali Marifat.
Welcome, O brother of soul, to the exalted station of the Marifat, which is the mystic gnosis. And this is the gnosis of soul and Lord, of what you tasted, that in station of hakikat, you now live in the level of marifat. So it's said that on this level, the divine names, which are the divine energies, they've completely become revealed in us and continuously newly revealed moment by moment, and where you manifest them in the most beautiful way, in the way of harmony and peace and servanthood, service, love, everything that is will be revealed into your heart. Alhamdulillah. So please, you take one more step and you kneel. We kneel knee to knee. Good. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to offer 11 istaghfirullah, which is asking for the downpour of divine forgiveness for our heedlessness, for our ignorance, and for in whatever way we've transgressed the principles of love and truth, and asking to become aware and more clear seeing. So, Allah, we turn to you alone. We ask from you alone complete forgiveness. And Allah has said, I am the forgiver, and I love to forgive. Allah, so forgive us. Ameen. And now we offer your hand. We take hand like that. That's a hand taking. Seven times, turning your head from your right shoulder, moving it toward the heart, just as you do in zikr. Allahu la ilaha illallah. Dropping it to the heart. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadun Rasulullah. Hakim Basirka. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha
As-salatu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-awalin wal-akhirin. Was-salamu ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah. So we've just asked Allah to send peace and blessings upon the beautiful Muhammad and the beloved Muhammad, the messenger Muhammad, and upon all the prophets and messengers and the mothers. Peace be upon all their communities throughout time. So we make distinctions here, but we make no separation here. And so each of the spiritual communities has its own flavor, its own mystic knowledge that has been given in a special way to its guides and to the community. But this is all part of the circle of one, and one table. And so this is that we come in a sense that this tradition comes the last. We can embrace all and see all our predecessors coming before us and struggling in the way of Allah and revealing the beauty of Allah for humanity and supporting humanity and in the return and in this life to the source. And so we not only honor, but we are part of it all. We are really, truly one prophetic family. Alhamdulillah. But we honor Muhammad Mustafa in its own special way, because we have intimacy with him, and we have intimacy with Allah through him, but also through the beloved Jesus and Mary and Moses and all of them, or really the Buddhas, whoever your heart really Alejandro is drawn to, you know, then you know that's part of your spiritual constellation. Whoever you love, whoever awakens wisdom in you, you know, is part of your spiritual constellation and is part of this spiritual family here. Good, good. And whoever you love, we love. Allah, I'm going to kiss it, and you're going to kiss it. I'm going to kiss it.
La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. As-salatu wa-salamu alayki ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayki ya Habiballah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayki ya Sayyid al-awaleen wal-akhirin Was-salamu al-mursaleen Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen
Amin, amin, amin. So now we open your palms and we make prayer for you and a prayer that is coming through our silsila to welcome you, even though your soul was already within this stream of light since pre-eternity, because what happens here has, in a sense, already the seeds have already been sowed in pre-eternity, and so this is the unfolding, this is the manifestation of that, and we welcome you to this community, Alejandro, and we ask the highest blessings for you on this mystic path of return, the path of return through the heart, where Allah manifests and abides, in a sense, abides. And you seek Allah in your heart, but you recognize Allah wherever you look, to the east, to the west, wherever you are, is the face of Allah. And may you come to that place where you see Allah before you see anything else, and where you dwell completely in the divine embrace and completely immersed in the ocean of light and completely fulfilled in this ocean of love. And may the peers always guide you and protect you and help you on the way and make it easy for you, and may you be a beautiful dervish brother within this community, a beautiful dervish soul within the community of souls. Amin. And beautiful member of the human family, and a light for your generation. Amin. And blessings on your family and your ancestors and all those who've come before you in your line and all those who will come after you, inshallah. To the secret heart of our peers of Fatiha.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين. And now you bring the light of the prayer as we do, and we bring it back to our own countenance. Amen. Mashallah. Okay, so now you rise and you're going to take four steps back with your beautiful companions, linking arm, that's right, and this time with your left foot, as we say, following it with your right. So first your left foot, as we go back sealing the path of the heart, the way of the heart. It was a
Yahoo,
left foot.
Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo.
Embrace and be embraced in Allah's infinite love. To embrace each other, and then our companions will embrace you.